This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي فالحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم ما بعد everyone السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Let's try and get to know Surah Al-Hujurat, the 49th Surah of the Quran. In this beautiful Surah, you can say that it's divided into three parts. The first of the three parts is focused on one subject and one subject alone, and that is the amount of dignity, respect, loyalty, and obedience we're supposed to show to our Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're not supposed to raise our voice before him. We're not supposed to, even speak before he speaks, kind of thing. That's actually one of the narrations that comes along with that story, that actually Umar bin Khattab and Abu Bakr Siddiq started arguing about something, and the revelation came that you shouldn't be raising your voice before the voice of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And the seriousness of that matter, and it, interesting contrast is made in this first passage that is not found elsewhere in the Quran. On the one hand, it's the Prophet, so when he speaks, it's revelation, so you should take it at face value and not question it and humble yourselves before it. But part of humbling it is actually part of believing in that and honoring the dignity of a revelation is the opposite. And the opposite is if some corrupt news source comes to you, or somebody brings forward slander or a lie or backbiting and something like that, then you need to verify it. Then you need to actually question the facts. So both of those go hand in hand. On the one hand, taking everything your messenger gives you completely and wholeheartedly without question, and at the same time, to decipher between revealed knowledge and all other kinds of, especially corrupt kinds of information, where you have to critique it and you have to criticize it. That contrast is made in the first passage of the surah. Now that your relationship with your Prophet has been established, alayhi salatu wasalam, and how much you're going to dignify and honor him, the next subject that the surah takes on is how Muslims are supposed to honor each other. It's a really beautiful transition. And it begins with, of course, Muslims not killing one another, not fighting with each other. Like one of the Sahaba even mentioned, commenting that when Allah says, when two groups of believers are fighting each other, killing each other, it doesn't necessarily literally mean killing, spilling blood, though that's included. But it also means any other kind of argumentation or conflict that may arise between believers. Then make reconciliation between them, make peace between them. And then this exhaustive discourse on just that, how Muslims are supposed to work things out. There are a few things that we learn from that. The first of them is that it's going to happen, right? But the second is that it shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen because your love for your Prophet should be so much, your mutual love for him should be so much that you are able to overlook what angers you towards each other, to the point where you're even ready to fight each other. Then he says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. Believers are nothing but brothers. That's all they are. And the word إِخْوَةً actually refers to siblings, not to a fraternity of brotherhood. That's إِخْوَان. Like, if you're my brother in faith, or you're my brother in cause, then that's the word إِخْوَان. But if the Arabic word ikhwa is used, it's actually used for blood brothers or siblings. That reminds me of another story from the Quran when Musa alayhi salam was very angry at his blood brother, at Harun. And to calm his brother down, Harun called upon the mutual love that they have for their mother, Yabna Umma. Similarly, in this case, to calm the love down, to calm the anger down between Muslims, you call upon the love that they share in common with each other, and that is the love for their messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a practical example of that would be a Muslim is losing his cool towards another Muslim, and you remind them to send their prayers upon the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that should just, it's like spilling water over fire. It just cools everything down, But that's one side of it, physically fighting or arguing and, going at each other. But the other side of it is more subtle. So on the other side of this equation, within the second passage, is six instructions, not to poke fun at each other, لا يسخر قوم من قوم, not to talk down to each other, to diminish one another, لا تلمزوا أنفسكم, don't point out each other's flaws, and pick on each other's flaws. وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. Don't give ugly nicknames or sarcastic nicknames. اِجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِّ. Stay away with, from most kinds or many different kinds of making assumptions, because that leads into sin. لَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Don't engage in spying towards each other. Don't try to find out each other's personal matters. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. And don't backbite one another. All of these are logical, and all of these, the first three of them were about how you use your tongue, and the other is your heart towards your believer. You don't give them benefit of the doubt. First of all, you make assumptions. Then you start spying on them because you want to confirm your suspicions. And then once you find out, you share them with others and you backbite against your fellow believer. So all of that, this ethic of communication is talked about exhaustively in this surah. And that this constitutes the second half, or the second third rather, of this surah. The first one was honoring our messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. The second one is we honoring each other. And at the heart of that passage, believers are nothing but brothers. So it's you notice the common thread is honor. And that's why when you get into the third passage of this surah, it's once again about honor. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Yamunnuna alayka an aslamu. Qul la tamunnu alayya islamakum. The most noble among you are the ones that are the most cautious of Allah, the most careful about Allah. And all human beings were created from a single male and a single female. Ya ayyuhan nas inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. What that means is race is gone. Race is not an issue now of what would make one human being superior to another. That's not a concern. And this is about all of humanity, which I'll talk about in a second. And then he says, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. We made you into nations, tribes that are dependent on each other, so that you may get to know one another. In other words, now the nation you belong to, the tribe you belong to, the race you belong to is irrelevant. It doesn't make you more noble than anybody else. The most noble among you are the ones who have the most taqwa, which is something on the inside only Allah can know. And that's why by the end of that third passage, Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. It is Allah, in fact, He knows the unseen of the skies and the earth. Allah only knows what's going on inside somebody's heart. So we can't judge what makes them better or worse from, only from the outside. In this last passage, the logical connection is also really beautiful. In the beginning, you have to honor your messenger. What results from honoring your messenger is that you end up honoring each other. And when you honor each other and your messenger, that is actually the biggest manifestation of taqwa. And once you have taqwa, it is Allah who honors you. Allah is the one who grants you people the dignity and the respect. Subhanallah. So that's how all three of these pieces of Surah Al-Hujurat come together. Very, very beautiful, concise 18 ayat. I would even recommend for all of you to memorize this surah and teach its wisdom to your children and your families, because this is one of the most fundamental ethics in our religion, the way we carry ourselves towards our Prophet, towards each other, and of course towards Allah. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.